Good afternoon. What can I do for you today?
Is that right? This morning you talked to players about the whole...
Sure I did. Absolutely.
You talked to them about, don't put it out on social media.
No, I talked to them about the whole issue, about the fact that the... First of all, it was wrong of Steve to do that, okay? Because there's trust in the locker room and there's... And you have to be... people have to be able to rely on each other. I mean, you don't think for 1 minute that would have happened if they said they were on, this was going to be published. I did see the tape, and, it's inappropriate on a couple of levels. First, the language was inappropriate, no doubt about that. Anytime you have a player that could be injured, that's not a good move, okay? And I would be concerned about that as well. So those are the things that that they roughhoused. They were obviously at the end of a practice. I don't know if you're aware of the fact that probably a third of the team goes in the cold tub every day after a practice in training camp. And because they do that, I mean, that's kind of a spot where some of them will gather. So for them to be in that particular area and be roughhousing around, it's I wouldn't say it's unusual for a training camp, but nevertheless, I do understand how this could be perceived the wrong way, and we don't want that. That's why I say I think it's inappropriate language and inappropriate behavior anytime a player could be injured. So that's my feeling about that.
Were you aware last week that Corey Webster posted a picture of Reuben Randall wrapped up like a mummy and dropped in a...
No, I wasn't.
How do you feel about
that? I didn't see that picture. I'll talk about this picture if you don't mind, whatever you want to talk about with regard to that.
Tom, if you had seen this incident or been aware of this incident and there was no video, would you have been upset by it? I mean, you know what goes on.
I would have. Well, yeah, I would have been upset by it, as I said, because of those two areas. However, I didn't see it. And it's in an area where, it's just outside the garage area there. And so when the coaches come through the locker room, you got to kind of make a special trip to get out into there. As you go upstairs, you can see the players sitting in the cold tub, but that's about it. And I saw none of that. Ever did I see anything of the nature you're talking about in terms of the horseplay.
Did you tell the players to stop the dunking?
I told the players that because of the idea or the nature of what took place and the potential for injury, then that has to be, we can't have that anymore.
Tom, where do you draw the line between boys being boys in a locker room or training camp setting and something that you think crosses the line to where, as you mentioned, a player could be hurt or it's inappropriate?
That's where it is. Okay. If it's among themselves and no one is going to be hurt and it's strictly within themselves, then pretty much they're... that's among the players, okay? When it affects others, and we do know, for example, that we have to be a good example for the young people, and that's a very important part of this. As a matter of fact, the Giants are very much involved in that type of thing. So I think when it affects other people in a negative or adverse way, then it's an issue, and then it has to be dealt with. But you must understand a little bit, too, that when the players go away, I've always contested that, you can, I don't care what level you're at, the locker room is the locker room, and it is pretty much theirs. And when you're away at camp, they do, they do have fun with each other. They have some fun with the rookies and that type of thing. However, as has been stated, and I'll say it one more time, if there is a chance that someone could be injured, no one wants that. No one wants that. And the inappropriate language being broadcast, we would never want that to be associated with us.
This wasn't singing the school song, in other words. This wasn't singing the school song.
This was not.
Being disciplined for the players involved?
That's between the players and me. I've talked to all of them, except not a real sit down with JPP, which I will have. But Prince came to me Sunday afternoon and said, Coach, I want you to you know, I just want to talk about it a little bit. And so he expressed himself that way to assure me that there was nothing, no issue between he and any player. You know, I'll deal with it, and I'll deal with it in our own way, and it'll be a private matter between the players and myself.
Are you changing any social media policies you might have with the players?
The only social media policy that I have is to respect the rights of others. And, you know, I have had conversations and lectures about this in training camp that I don't approve of it. And where it's a team and it's a family, is heard and said should stay inside the realm of the family.
So Tom, Justin Tuck indicated that you know, this incident kind of stemmed from they wanted Prince to have a little, quote, swag, what he said. Is that a concern? I mean, do you guys, are you concerned about Prince's toughness?
That wouldn't be an explanation that I would use.
Tom, can you update us on any injuries?
Like who?
Beattie's
still struggling.
Marvin.
Excuse me?
Marvin Austin.
You know, Marvin seems to be getting better, and I think there's a question of the type of medication that he's on, whether or not he can, you know, practice under that circumstance. So hopefully there'll be more clarity about that situation.
Hosley's
sore, and... you know, they're trying to do as much as they can to keep him off his feet and that type of thing.
But he's doing excellent.
He seemed to be pretty good. He seemed to feel good and moved around well. Did a good job with that.
Will you play him at all in the preseason?
Oh, I don't know. We'll see. We're gonna go slow just to make sure that there's never a setback. And you know, he's very anxious to do more. But we'll go slow.
How has Sean Locklear done in place of Beattie? He's had a lot of time out.
He has. He's practiced. He's a veteran football player. He knows his job. He knows what he's doing. Some things happen in a ball game with the complexities, for example, of what he saw the other night that kind of slow people down because they just don't quite understand the communication. But by and large, he's done well.
You haven't, you could have certainly moved around the offensive line in Beattie's absence. You haven't shown any inclination yet to do that.
Right.
Is that a reflection on Sean's play, or you just don't want to miss one?
Well, it's both. To be honest with you, you know, there's going to have to be flexibility, whether Sean plays left or right, or whether David Deal plays left or right, or that type of thing. So, but you know, we obviously expect and live in expectation that Beattie will come back to the practice field. Now, something would happen otherwise, we'd have to do some. And of course, it's close. We're getting close, and those five guys need to play a lot together.
How did Jaquan look today?
Seemed to move around well, didn't have any issues.
Is there a chance he could play in the preseason?
We'll see.
David Wilson got some first-team reps.
Yes.
Is that an indication of anything?
No, just the fact that he hasn't had those reps with the first group, and we want to take a look at that.
What about DJ play the other night? Looked like he was a little hesitant at times. Do you feel that one? Not following his blocking maybe?
I don't know about that aspect of it. He... you know, of course, he dropped the screen. I think that was right after the punt protection, so maybe that was on his mind. You'd like him to move forward, but it was a big issue, obviously. So, but no, this is scheduled. You know, David's going to move up and get some plays with the ones.
And it looked like Ahmad was able to do some things out there today.
Yeah, I think he could do more. I mean, he's obviously sore, and he's got some swelling in his hand, but the hands are well protected. So, I think this is precautionary.
He's just got to heal whatever he popped.
Let's just get the swelling out of it. That's what I would say. But again, I'm not a doctor. If I was, there'd be no injuries.
You should have gone to medical school.
Next time.
Thank you.